This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hinge is one of our sponsors today. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted. I have to tell you guys something. I have used Hinge for years now.
But she's off Hinge for now.
Don't go looking for Hinge for now.
So don't go looking for her.
But download it.
But I've actually been in two relationships from Hinge.
Totally.
God bless.
I find it's the one that works the best for me. You know who's on Hinge? My little sister. And what's really fun, y'all, I recommend them, is to make your Hinge profile like with your friends or do it with your sister.
That's a game you can play too. Let's play
you
Hinge.
You guys did that for me.
Put it on the
TV. Wait, so this is what I did for this prompt. It says, the first time I knew I was gay was, so I said, ... wait, I'm what?
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you can take that.
I've been on the apps before back in the day and I really like when people are, hey, don't try to be too, don't punch above your weight class in terms of being funny, but that's a perfect answer of being
that's
very funny on
that's
your profile.
Good.
And that just fucking rules.
Yeah. What would you say? What would you say for this prompt, Joe? Yeah. Gender euphoria looks like,
I don't know, like a cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You a child watching a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah. That's
anything.
Cute.
I am Superman. That's gender euphoria.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, so download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Hell yeah.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm depressed.
I mean, who isn't?
I'm not clinically depressed. I'm just really sad about the world.
I'm clinically depressed.
I am clinically depressed in that I'm on Prozac, but which, by the way, I had these experiences in the last week with like people that I love crying a lot.
Oh.
And it made me want to go off my meds.
Can you name the people who crying? And Becca? We'll put them out.
Did you see Becca? Becca came on the trip, right?
Yeah, I saw Becca.
Wow.
Love Becca. No, it was like people in my my coven.
Oh.
Who shall not be named.
Wait.
I'm going to talk about this on the pod, but just like know that this is a sacred space. When I discuss this.
Are you breaking rules?
No.
Oh. Are we in danger?
No, I don't think so. I'm
first
trying to.
Business
I'm
Naomi,
doing this with my arm
Naomi
to protect you guys.
Okay, Naomi, number one.
Am I? Yeah. No. I don't think you're in danger.
I can't. Yeah.
I'm just saying, spirits don't enter here unless you're in accord with me.
Oh.
I have had a week.
I know. Spiritual week.
You know
Be
what?
Careful.
You know what? I want to talk about at some point. How much do we believe in scary stuff?
A lot.
Okay, I just want to say I did a ritual around the full moon where you guys would have laughed so hard at me.
She
probably
took your period blood out of your
say
pussy.
That. That's literally what I was going to suggest.
Why are you bringing that up?
Did you?
No.
I don't know. She drank it.
Allie's laughing. No, okay, wait. I have done that one time.
You didn't drink it, right?
No! Oh my god!
Did you make an offering?
It's like rebirth. It's like people eat the placenta.
Jesus Christ. No, I put it into the ground where my staff, my witch's staff.
Okay.
My stang.
You have a staff?
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
It's just in my backyard.
You touch it a lot?
Not really, no.
You've
I don't even know where it is right now.
That's not how to treat a staff.
I know, you're right. it's actually called a stang.
A stang?
So a stang is like
You
whip that stang around.
Oh, God. Scared.
A stang is like a broom, but
without the broom head.
Without the broom, but it's basically like a staff that has like two then splits.
Can you get it on Amazon? Or?
No, I took it from my tree.
Okay, cool.
I think about John's story of how John got his nieces. Were you there?
Oh yeah.
He got his nieces.
John Early, so cute. Yeah.
Two okay. like brooms so for Christmas. That's to so make cute. It like
a magical experience for them.
And at first they hated it and they started crying, but then
wait, they cried when they got their brooms.
They tell a funny story.
They
it's
cried
cute.
And they were like, "Why would you get us this?"
I think it's like they want like
they
Barbie
were, like,
dream
devastated.
House. But then
they loved it.
Wait, tell me everything though.
He got them to
be like
to
witches
ride and like to you know to have a magical experience
for magic. And
they're like cool looking and I don't know
like a Nimbus 500 or whatever they're called.
No, I think
it was more like rustic.
I think it was probably slightly.
You can buy like brooms on Amazon for the express purpose.
I don't think you can do that.
I think
you know what I mean?
You can.
No,
I think
no.
I think you should make it. I think you should. I mean,
no, I'm saying I don't think you should buy it from Amazon. I think that's a way to be.
Don't
doing
buy anything
black
on Amazon
magic.
To do magic with. Don't worry about it so much. I think you're. Really...
I don't want to do magic.
I know. So don't worry about
no,
it.
No, but I'm saying doesn't it feel like not what you should be doing the magic with?
It's just
with?
A case by case basis, but
yeah, for sure.
Like yeah,
would you do it?
No, it's just not really my style, but I think if that is your style as a witch, that's fine. You have your reasons probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So long as you don't harm other people. I guess that's what you're saying is that buying from Amazon is harmful.
With like, you know,
baggage,
yeah.
spiritual
yeah.
baggage.
Okay, wait, so they didn't like it and then now they're riding them around?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't like it the day of and they were, and his feelings were hurt. Understandably.
Oh.
Sorry to John.
Christmas
story.
Brooms on Christmas is kind of funny.
I think it's so cute.
I mean, I love it.
But it was like, yeah, it was just like a special, fun little,
yeah,
unique gift. Very, yeah, very him. And gave it to them. And then they when they unwrapped them, they were like, "Why would you give us this?" Like, they were so upset.
Okay, but...
And then they came around, and they were riding him around and loving it.
That's so
I
much
mean,
fun.
The image really of cute. A witch on a broom, like, that riding was... them around, you know, obviously that's, like, one of the first things that comes to mind when people...
What's the history?
Well, people, like, the witch's tools kind of came into, like, what they are because they are things that actually have a place in a household. So they could have these items that have magical purposes, but they could be hidden in plain sight.
Wow.
And the broom, like, you know how people in LA are saging their houses all the time?
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of do that with a broomstick. Like,
I believe that.
The basic tenet would be, like, if you're going to really just dumb it down, is, like, a broom that you're sweeping... clockwise is manifesting something.
Whoa.
And a broom that you're sweeping counterclockwise
like
is banishing
away.
Something. Yeah.
What was the kind of magic that Lou was into?
Chaos magic.
Whoa.
I don't really know anything about that.
Chaos magic.
I don't really
magic,
know anything about
is...
that.
I don't know about it, but I hate the way that sounds.
Isn't that connected to that show?
Oh, you're saying Last Podcast on the Left?
No.
Oh, she listens
I'm saying,
to that. That's funny.
Charmed?
No,
I don't know.
The chaos
show,
magic, I'm pretty sure, isn't that have to do with? Like,
I
want to
say there was like a
Latin,
it's chaos magic, Wanda.
Oh,
WandaVision?
Oh, this is chaos magic.
Fairy tale, fairy, fairy.
I think WandaVision.
It's WandaVision.
Fairly Odd Parents.
It's chaos magic. Can someone look it up on Google? Tell me about it.
Just it in general.
Yeah, just like give me the one two line.
She, okay. She harnessed its intense power.
It's a modern tradition of magic emerging in England in the 1970s as part of the wider neo-pagan and esotericist subculture. Drew heavily from the occult beliefs of artist Austin Osman Spare.
Okay, it's not what I was thinking of. I was thinking
of you're thinking
something
of,
ancient and
you're thinking
scary.
Of like Santeria.
Yeah, but there's another one, not Santeria, that's like Santeria, that's like derived from like the same.
But I feel
thing.
Like I've explained this on this podcast before, that like there is this kind of like white, and no offense.
Hey, I'm a white.
Yeah, and I'm calling it in.
Well,
but
the
there's
fear
a white
of, the fear
of
black
like
magic.
Santeria or hoodoo, and even the term itself, black magic, is rooted in white supremacy and this fear of like something is evil.
I think it's just more of like you... I just think, I'm like, I just don't think people like
should be messing with all that.
I just don't think you should mess unless you're really doing fucking research. Because right. I do think I it's like, you just don't know.
Yeah. For me, magic is so much more, I don't really like have a will to manifest most of the time. Like, the, I mean,
I think it's nice, the idea of manifesting.
You also are,
I think,
probably,
it's nice.
The truth is, you're probably an intense channeler already. Not to be fucking like that.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not like actively like writing down manifestations all the time, but I do find, God bless, that a lot of the things that like, both the things that like I am trying to not think about and the things that I think about fancifully, like, you know, there's a way to call things to you, even in a bad way.
Yeah.
And in
but
a good
I'm a
way.
Big,
you're probably a, yeah.
The people that I've learned touch. From so far have just taught me a lot about, like practical magic is just really integrating the idea that like everything that you're doing in your life, you can be integrating intention into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like when you're cooking, like that is magic.
Well, yeah, because it's you're, delicious.
Or when you're, like, cleaning
alchemy.
Your bath,
when
that's
things are
magic.
Changing.
Yeah.
When things are in the process of, like, changing.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Like, yeah.
Action. Mm-hmm.
I learned that, I recently heard someone talking about
alchemy.
It's a nice
way to live.
As, like, yeah, it's nice. And the idea of, like, being attuned to the larger rhythms of the world. Like, if you, there are some people who are witches who, like, don't really give a shit about moon cycles, but it's, like, if you're into that,
yeah.
then it's kind of cool to like, it's one thing to just clean your house on a random day, but it's another thing to like, if it's around the time of the full moon, it's like, that's a really good time to like go through a drawer and like let go of stuff. And then it has this extra layer of meaning. Like I went through my bedside table drawers like around the full moon and it was like, it just adds this layer of like, I'm not just decluttering. I'm also like letting this go energetically.
Do you feel the shifts of the tides from the moon other than the period?
That's hard to answer because I don't know. Like I
feel like it would take so much attunement to know.
I'm just not that consistent of a person in general. I try to be, but like there are times that I'm really paying attention and I'm like on my Chani app and I know what the moon phase is. Like I have a little thing in my kitchen that's like moon. Where you can clock the moon phase, but sometimes I'm not aware. But then like if I have time to get into it anyway, I brought this up because I had to lead something this weekend that happened to be around the full moon, so I was like thinking about it a lot. But yeah, I mean, do you guys feel in tune, or would you not know because you're not tracking it?
I'm not conscious enough as a person.
I think there's like
you
sure.
track your period though.
I've heard,
yeah, but I'm not like I'm not thinking about the moon when I'm thinking about my period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really thinking about the moon other than when I look outside and I think.
Are
I
you
love
thinking
it.
About the larger wheel of the year?
I think it's like even the moon. I mean, I guess the larger wheel of the year, but even like the moon cycles do have an effect on, you know, the Earth's gravitational pull. We all are affected. It's just more of like if you're consciously
right.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm wondering about. I am not there in my mind.
Yeah.
So no.
I'm not necessarily like in touch with the moon phases.
I'm not necessarily in touch with the moon.
There's something so funny.
But I am. I like the idea that like the natural. This is related only tangentially kind of, but it's the idea of like synchronicity,
mm-hmm.
and like I find intriguing the idea that like the natural state of the world is this like divine synchronicity where like things are happening that you're not
yes.
like things are happening all synchronicity is happening all the time. It's like whether or not you are
it's
like
awareness.
Whether or not yeah. you're in tune enough to be able yeah. to see those things
mm-hmm.
or to be able to pick up on things or the choices that you make and like the fact that you're not in control but you also kind of are. Like yeah, awareness of I think awareness of synchronicity begets more awareness of synchronicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
totally.
Like been my personal experience.
Yeah.
So I kind of believe that there's like that maybe this like chaotic world of synchronicity and is kind of like the true essence of what it is, what mm-hmm. the truth is.
The dance.
but that we are consumed with, you know.
Yeah, the shit of the life.
The shit of life yeah. that prevents us from, like, accessing. Like, I don't think the natural state of the world is, like, some kind of, like, peace necessarily, but I think there is, like, a balance and, like, synchronicities and things that are in flux. And it's just whether or not you're in tune with those things.
You know what?
It's kind of how I think about it.
The only time I'm actually in tune with it is when it's the seasonal shifts.
And that's what I was going to say.
And I'm affected negatively.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I was going to say, I was like, I think you do have an awareness of the wheel.
I am, but it's only because I'm like, oh, why am I losing my mind?
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's a hard time for you.
I'm only aware of, but I guess that is the moon still. The only time I'm aware is when.
Is it the same every time the seasons change, or is it like particularly potent, like, I mean, when it's getting into summer?
No, it's just, I don't know. The psychiatrist would know more, but I know it's more of like when, I think a powerful one is like, I don't know, maybe it is every seasonal shift, but I
like
know.
The summer to fall.
Yeah. Or actually fall to winter is more severe and
big time.
Well, that makes sense. You're also getting, it's more than just like the time is changing, but it's like literally there's less sun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so affected. I have such bad seasonal, like, affected depression.
Yeah.
It depends, I think, on how sensitive you are to those things. And yeah. I think I'm super sensitive to any shift. So
I like the image of, like, if you look at moon, like, moon cycle and sun cycle, like, we have the phases of the moon, which is a 28-day cycle, but then we also have, like, the solstices and the equinoxes, which is 365 days. But like the way that, like, to me there's resonance, because the summer solstice is in my head, am I sounding crazy?
No.
The summer solstice in my head I'm seeing as like the same energy as a full moon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The winter solstice is the same energy as a new moon. So it's like it's the low point where you're beginning to build something new.
Yeah.
And then the summer solstice is a high point, like the high harvest, where you're like letting go and starting to turn inward and starting to prepare for, you know, the long winter. But it's like just this, like the balancing act. So it's like multiple, they're happening like at the same time, but at different wavelengths. And yeah. Then we also have these other cycles that we're all in our lives, you know? So it's like there's gonna be like times where it lines up, and there's gonna be times where it's in like friction, but that whole thing creates like a larger symphony of meaning.
Definitely. God. I mean, I feel like there's like there is just like it's just so inherently I just think there's a part of me that's like, it actually doesn't matter whether or not certain things are empirically true.
What is that?
Or not. Yeah. Like, it's such a human thing to have certain attachments and rituals that revolve around certain things that happen in life, both on like a, you know, kind of monthly, three times, four times yearly, annually, or life cycle stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's so human right. to do these things that I feel ritual. Like it is kind of our, like, it is our inheritance. It's like the inheritance of our species is to revolve our lives around these kinds of myths. And it actually doesn't fucking matter. Like, if they're, I mean, what's that quote? It's like, it's the thing of like, a myth is not something that happened. It's like something that's always happening.
Interesting.
Or it's you know what I mean? Like, it's not something specific that happened. It's something that's constantly happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it continues to have resonance. True, whether or not it's soul true. Level.
Yeah.
Like, kind of just is irrelevant.
Yeah.
But.
Or it's true whether or not it actually happened. That sounds really gaslighty, but you know what I mean.
Well, it's like it's the truth.
Actually, it doesn't matter if it happened or not. It's true.
Yeah. Oh God.
But all that to say, I did a song ritual, you guys.
Oh my God.
Where I
did you sing?
I was like playing drones.
Oh my God. And you
sang. I just sang like random stuff for. I did it for 13 minutes.
That's fucking awesome.
By yourself or with the people?
By myself, but like for them.
Whoa.
And what do you mean? By yourself in your home, but on Zoom?
No. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I wasn't expecting to be leveled by that.
I loved it. I love that you're doing this on.
You know, as a channeler and an intuitive, I was sitting, able to pick up on
this
that.
This is
fact.
What I'm doing. This is what I'm doing in my home. Yeah, I'm sitting in my office.
Going, the world is in crisis.
Yes. No, it wasn't exactly like that, but.
That's my own thing.
Wow, got some,
wouldn't that be like,
I got something but in my it eye is so funny was so because crazy. It's like
there's people in my life that I feel completely comfortable doing that around. And I don't know if I could ever do that for you guys.
I feel like we're just too much of clowns.
Because we'd be like, this girl's insane.
We would need like an emotional enforcer. We would need someone watching us watch you. And like if we were giggling or thinking it was funny. We would like the severity to
be
like
a prophet with us.
I like invited them. I was like, they were on mute, but I was like, if you like have something to add, yeah.
And
some of them were singing as well.
And at the same time, but off a beat on Zoom.
Well, no. They didn't put themselves, like, it was just for them.
They were on mute.
Yeah. Because like the idea of if you're doing something like that for a long time, if you're doing something like that for a long time, you can, especially if you're just repeating like the same words over and over again.
Nam-myo renge kyo style.
Exactly. Then you're entering like
it's more like of like a trance.
Yeah.
That also is like, I actually think we need to be doing that way more.
I agree. And I am, wait, you mean specifically us as a band or humanity?
Humanity in general.
What do you mean, like entering trance?
I thought you meant Muna.
I think there is something.
I mean, sure.
I think
Muna
needs to be trancing.
I think there's something
there for us.
There, what if you can, it's like moving meditation stuff. Like, I just don't like traditional meditation of like sitting.
Sometimes it
doesn't
work for
really
some people.
Work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like, yeah, repeating
Are you gonna
something,
in your mom's
getting
footsteps,
not Tai Chi.
Footsteps.
I can't.
Footsteps.
Yeah. But like chanting, like,
why don't you do TM and get the little phrase that
I
you
think
repeat?
That would be cool. But I like, you know, it's chill. Like those, you know, I'm obsessed with those, like, those videos of, like, the Sufi guys.
Yeah, go in the circle.
Chanting and, like, running in the circle.
See,
yeah.
That makes
like, that
more
is the
sense
fucking
to me.
Coolest thing
yeah.
in the world to me.
I oh, think, yeah, going in a circle. I mean,
and going
I would love to be going
in a
circle.
In a big group.
Well, I mean, like, more
I think, like,
of
big
the
group.
I feel like it's just, like,
and
I can't do
repeated
the thing that's
chanting.
Not the physical action.
Yeah, fair
I
enough.
Think it's both. It's, yeah. like, I think it's, like, the repeated yeah. chanting
Well, I was
stuff
using the, Shirty walk, so it was like that was nice because it's like there's a movement with your hand.
What
Even that's why I like guitar. It's like the feeling of just
yeah,
that's a trancy feeling. And when I'm, it's like it reminds me of going to raves and being like, I always do this. With
Honestly,
my hands.
I do like
the rave is.
I
the,
do kind of miss. I miss
Raven
that kind of thing.
I know.
Obviously, I can't do the drog.
It's the closest approximation.
You don't
we
need
have.
The drog.
I know. I don't need the drog. But when am I doing the thing?
I know.
Well, I was saying the other day that, like, white people are so desperate for some kind of transcendental
culture.
Spirituality and culture, but the only thing they have is...
The rave?
Is, like, and a little bit softer now, and a little bit softer now.
Wait, wasn't that, like wasn't that a joke
That
on
works
something?
Really well.
It's, I like, it God. Really is... It really is that.
I feel like that's good enough for a lot of people.
That might be a Kate bit. Sorry. But
I think
but I was we were talking about it. I don't know. Maybe,
I think
maybe this hurts.
It's something about it feels so.
She might have talked about shout, but I brought up the other. I was like, literally, what do white people have?
Yeah,
that's
it.
Not even there. Those are black people's. Like,
yeah,
I know.
But
white people
it.
At weddings.
That's all. It's
black
took
people
it.
Aren't doing shout.
Yeah, they're not doing
like,
shout.
That's done.
Yeah,
that's washed.
The culture has moved on. I mean, blues in general
is guys.
White people have taken.
White people have made a bastard effigy.
Of, always
like it's insane. But like yeah, the and raving like it's like that's all that there. That's all that there is.
Is
and the trance state of online shopping. Just going,
that's what's
what
like
do
replacing.
I need? Yeah, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really, it just is, it's
But would
sad.
You guys actually do like a circle trance with me or would that freak you out because you'd be afraid of like what we're conjuring?
I would want to know what the fuck else you're going to say.
I would need
it.
A full transcript in
need,
advance
like,
of what you plan to
I need,
say.
I need to know what the purpose is like, and what your intention
like,
is.
We're like 30 minutes into like trancing yeah. a circle and I'm like, dark spirits, all of them come here.
Okay, I
and
listen
take
to
that
this
back.
Podcast
they're
sometimes
not, not.
That it's like spooky
What podcast?
It's called Otherworlds. It's like by what's his name?
Why are you? Yeah,
because Brandon told me to listen to it, and that's also Quantum Death.
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't listen to me ever.
No, wait. I can guess. When you die in one life.
Yeah.
You wake up in another life.
This is the best podcast in the world, by the way.
Yeah.
What we're working on.
Kind of. But it's like the space. It's like, I'm not even going to go into that. Whatever.
Okay.
But I just like think there's like, I listened to an episode where people were doing something like this.
What were you trying to do?
People were doing something like this, but I don't know if I believe it. What were you trying to do to that?
Are you trying to snatch this?
No, I was trying to go like this, like with your little cheek. But you're surprised.
Well, I would be too.
<It's cute. laughs>
Okay, wait, I'll do
it. Trying to snap it off. This this speaks to a larger problem. I was about to say a story. And she said, I'm leaving my body.
sorry, that was rude. I know. And I've held a lot of the conversation.
Yeah, whatever. Either way, people did some shit like this and they conjured something. I don't know if I believe any of it. It's just like a story, but they were doing like a circle kind of thing and they were doing it for fun because they saw the Gwyneth Paltrow. Paltrow?
Yeah, Gwyneth
Paltrow show where they do like a circle thing in the show where it's like, I don't know what the fuck it is because I didn't watch the show.
Was it a Goop show?
Yes, the Goop show. But people were trying to do that while they were watching because they thought it was funny. And then
do it because you think it's funny.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I don't feel like I'm protected because I don't know how to protect myself if I did any of this shit.
Right.
Psychic protection.
Okay, no, I think that, I mean, and this is the, I was going to say, and these are the instincts that really make a good witch.
What happened to them?
They felt like this woman said that,
they were gay.
They were gay.
That they felt gay.
No, but she got attacked by dogs. And dogs kept, like, for, like, a few days, kept, like, running up to her and trying to, like...
Kiss her.
No, not that kind. The biting kind.
She survived.
And then she woke up and she was night seeing, terrors? Like, a woman saying, I want to be here in the night. And then her friend who was there, and I don't think it was exactly like that. But her friend who was there in the circle had the same exact experience of that. And then
she was saying, I want to be here in the night?
Yeah, I think like that's, she was waking up in the middle
like
of the
that.
Night.
I would say, Katie, I'm so sorry.
Like, Katie's like, aw.
I know.
That's what she had.
She doesn't have anywhere to go.
But that is probably why you are actually good at this and safe. Because you're not like, LOL.
See, the thing is, and then I'm not like LOL. No, but I'm in the circle with you running around. I have no protection.
No,
I'm just this little white
thing.
I'm just this little white thing running around. Circle. And I'm
unprotected.
Unprotected. And I don't want anything to come to me in the night. This video is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is so rad. It makes it so easy. If you're a small business owner or a large business owner, good job to you. If you need to create a website or domain, Squarespace offers flexible payments, blueprints for AI and SEO tools, which are
search engine optimization, so as to enable you to come up more at the top on Google. Let's say your name is Mary Jones and you want to be the number one Mary Jones. On Google.
Squarespace can help you be the number one Mary Jones. And it can also help you sell content, collect all the videos you have on your website, or do client invoicing. Squarespace makes it all easy for you to have a sexy, sexy, sexy website.
Where you can post crazy-ass videos.
Yeah, Mary Jones. So
Mary Jones' crazy video website for posting crazy videos.
I love that website. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to go launch your website or domain. So that's squarespace.com/chaotic to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com is not liable for all the crazy videos Mary Jones posts on the website.
Please visit maryjonescrazyvideos.com. Do you think that's a real website? I want to buy it.
That's awesome.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Think you're not doing well, you better get help.
What?
BetterHelp.
I hope that you I hope that you go get some help. I'm worried about you, my friend.
It's BetterHelp the musical.
Think you better go get some better help. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of therapy. Just between my friends and me. I've been in a dark place
recently.
I gotta stop.
We're laughing to get through all the pain, but we're working through the pain with therapy.
Yeah, we all are in therapy. I've done a lot of different types of therapy. Yes. Nothing has fixed me, but it's all been interesting.
Yeah, and you have developed and grown as a beautiful young lady.
Joe thinks I'm hot. She won't stop bringing it up.
Something for her to work on. With a better
something for me to work on
perhaps.
With my therapist.
Something for you to talk to your therapist about, honestly.
How do I stop?
That would be a good example of something to bring to your therapist.
For example, yeah, you could bring that in if you wanted, or if you needed to know how to set boundaries and say, whoa, don't say that. Don't say that to me. It makes me feel uncomfortable. If you are people-pleasing and you're saying, whatever.
And you're saying, I would love to.
To hear all of it.
To hear all of that. And But you don't want to hear all of that, then maybe give BetterHelp a try.
And let me tell you guys, I'm sorry I brought that up. That is between me and my therapist, who I see online, because there's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist online, and BetterHelp can help you do that. So get it off your chest.
We do recommend giving BetterHelp a try. It's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I don't know about y'all, but like I take my therapist on a wild ride because of our jobs. It's like I can't always see my therapist at the same time every week. And you know,
I do too.
BetterHelp
I think
is
she...
an easy option for that. Yeah. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. You get matched. And you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Actually, remember that. You don't have to stay with the therapist if you're not.
Find one that
it.
Works for you.
Stop swiping on the apps and start swiping to get therapy into your head.
Exactly.
So
visit BetterHelp.com/gayotic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayotic.
Kelly and I watched that movie.
Is Realism?
No.
Which one?
The one that you said that you really liked.
Zone of Interest.
Yeah, it was great.
Isn't it? So insane.
It's like Hannah Arendt.
It's
like kind of a waxing that, on that.
What it's is that and even like somehow even more fucking intense.
Well, yeah, totally. But it's that.
But
it's
it is the banality of evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it is
the movie that they said that they
it's
really
so
liked.
Excellent.
It's essentially it's about the guy who.
It's about Rudolph.
Wait, Zone of Interest. Zone of Interest.
Zone of Interest.
Yeah, it's about the guy who lived next to Auschwitz. He's a Nazi and his family. And it's just kind of, I don't know what to say more than that. It's not even about them, really.
It's kind of just about their like quotidian, boring ass lives.
Right.
But the backdrop being this, you know,
horrendous
large scale of horror. Which kind of calls them to mind the way that we fucking
live our lives.
Right,
that's why that we went online and we were looking at some of the. I feel like we're just giving away this movie, but we went online and
spoilers. If you don't,
spoilers,
I mean,
I don't want
you
spoilers.
Should,
you
should see. I don't want spoilers.
It's
don't
not
see
even
it.
Really a spoiler.
No, it's not.
It's like it can't really be spoiled. It's not that
it's,
kind of
they,
movie.
They show. This is not really a spoiler. They show, parts of like the Holocaust. Like museum at no, but it, like actually, like when you go to Auschwitz, there are like they have this also at like the British Museum and stuff like that, where they have like the glass, and inside it's like either it's like, you know, people's clothes or shoes, like the you know just to show like the enormity of, I can't give away. I feel like it's
don't
you
give
just
it away,
need
but,
to watch the movie.
Yeah, I will.
It's kind of like it's the banality of evil, but it's also the thing that was so interesting to me is it's like it's not just like
you should really
normal
watch it.
People.
It's fucked up.
Do though. Evil things. It's like evil people also have families that they love.
Yeah,
and an
oh my
evil
God.
Person can be a great parent.
No, I think
you know
about
what I mean.
This
it's like
a lot.
It's like the flip of like. Normal people do evil things.
Well,
it's like
a lot of times people are doing
it's the rationalization.
Evil things like and they rationalize it by it's like, I'm doing something good for my kids.
Yeah, totally.
Well, like, that's even also just the inherited wealth in general, like that's the whole fucking thing.
I mean, but I think that's
like, it's actually justified for me to hoard millions of dollars because I'm helping my kids.
But that's
kids.
What literally so some heavy. People who I mean, are fucking like, I mean, a lot of people who, if you I'm think about even something. The Holocaust in general, it's like, I bet some people fucking believed. I mean, it's the same thing that some people believe like now who are fucking like anti-Semitic or like racist, where it's like, if these people didn't fucking exist, then like
then everything would be different.
Everything would be better for my people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, because people are so fucking, you know, capitalism pilled that they would rather be racist than realize that what the thing that's fucking them is the ruling class.
Yeah, or like just it's so tribal. You should watch it and then we can discuss it more. But I found it really, really interesting.
It's a very interesting.
It made me think of that doc too. You know, the one we watched.
Yeah, it's also the great thing about the movie is that it's not fetishistic.
No, not at all. They don't show any violence.
You don't see any violence. You don't see. Prisoners, like you don't see the people in the camp, you don't see their faces, you don't see it doesn't give you anything to like attach to and be like, well, I would have been a good person had I seen this going
right
on.
No,
like
right.
Or it just calls to mind literally just like the ways in which we all turn a blind eye to horrible things.
Well, we and like we'll also, participate in violence do? If it's obscured enough.
It's like, what do you what do you I honestly exactly. like after this, and it's just like I don't know what to do. Like, I really don't know what to do about, like, all the fucking fucked up shit that's happening right now. I don't know what to do.
I don't
just
feel
like
I'm
person.
Doing enough.
I don't. I just don't actually know what to do.
I think part of the function of, like, the global... this is making me sound like a conspiracy theorist. But, like, the global, like, media system, like, the effect that it has on people, the intended effect is paralysis.
Yeah, totally.
Even on good people. Yeah. It's like... so much horrific shit is put in front of your face, and it makes you, the intent is to make you feel like the enormity of this is too big. I can't grasp it. What could I possibly do? It's so horrifying. God, what's going on in Palestine is so terrible. I'm so far away. I'm completely helpless. Like, I think that is, that's the intent, and it fucking works. Like,
yeah.
The intent to make even like leftist people, you know, put into this position of like powerlessness that is in a way kind of like,
and then
what
all...
can you do? I mean, what you can do is like what's already happening, which is like, if enough people start fucking talking about things, like public opinion shifts, like that's happening. Like,
yeah, but it shouldn't,
it just doesn't stop the violence.
It doesn't stop the violence, but it stops it. It's successful. I mean, like the, oh my, Ryanair, stopped sending
that's the only
entirely.
Way I really
like
do
economic
think,
boycott.
Yeah, well,
like
I think about that with the ending of apartheid, and the Scottish people were boycotting goods because Africa sends like all of the produce that is sent to like places where it's fucking cold as shit, and mm-hmm. back in the 90s they boycott, was it the 90s, whatever,
late 80s early 90s,
yeah, they boycotted.
They stop buying.
Yeah, and that's the only way. People only give a fuck about money. And I don't know, like, seriously, it's like, how do you,
well,
what not?
Well, Palestine was already so disenfranchised.
I know. Well, it's more of like, it would be more of, how do you affect, like, I don't know what Israel, like, exports.
Sabra, dates, tons of shit. Tons of shit.
I just don't know. Yeah,
they
I guess.
Export weapons to the United States that even the United States military doesn't fucking have. I mean, there is a ton of shit. Like, intelligence, like, the only, we have the power of, like, of economic boycott if you're able to do that. Or, and literally, it's like, it's kind of the thing that posted about this on Instagram a while ago. It's like, if you can, you know what makes people change their behavior? Shame.
LOL.
Like, if you make people
I've been
feel
thinking
like
about that.
If you make people feel like it's not okay,
yeah,
to like
you're a piece of shit,
behave a certain way, do something, it's like the chances that they will, I mean, there's obviously like people who are contrarians who will just, you know, do something because like out of oppositional defiance or whatever, but I think there is power in like, hey, like what if we actually knew the names and faces of people that are the presidents, vice presidents, and whatever of all these big fucking arms dealing companies who get to enjoy their rich lives in polite society going to the fucking Soho House.
Right.
And like, no one knows why they're there and no one gives a shit because they're not famous and no one knows what their faces look like. These motherfuckers should be famous. Yeah. Fuck these people.
Yeah, but that makes me also think about, I don't know, just like the human, some people are shameless. Like some people that you actually can't shame.
Well, the thing is, most of the people who are part of these corporations and who are the fucking CEOs, they're sociopaths. That's how they've climbed the corporate ladder.
I thought you were more talking about like in terms of like raising funds and raising awareness and like getting people like the shame that we feel. I don't know. Like I was having a conversation.
I'm confused.
Oh, well, I was having a conversation with someone else in resource generation that she was like, I feel like a lot of my political action when I was younger was just motivated by my guilt and shame.
Yeah.
And like ultimately that only takes you so far.
Absolutely.
But at the same time,
it's not a bad way.
It's not a bad motivation.
It takes you somewhere.
I mean, think about honestly, our career, I think, is actually everybody's honestly, it's like motivated from the feeling of like, I think
not being good enough.
Well, and also feeling you have something to prove because you're not good enough. You know what I mean? And maybe that's the same kind of, I don't know. I think they're connected.
They're connected. It's like in our career, it's like not feeling good enough. And then like in political action, I think it's maybe just not feeling good.
Yeah.
And I literally was doing.
They're both shame. Like it's both shame.
I literally
feelings.
Was doing EMDR this morning. I can't believe I'm talking about this on the pod. Whatever. I was doing EMDR this morning on like ancestry and like the shame of like feeling
lineage.
Feeling like you come from bad stock because you come from like
bad stuff oppressors. Has been happening.
And again, like it's hard to talk about like with family because it's like I obviously love my family members and I'm like none of y'all like specifically am I saying are evil, but like
if you go back fucking
the whole
far enough.
Thing in general.
It's fucked.
Is not good.
I think it's just so hard for some people to, I don't know. It's people just don't want to feel like they're a bad person. And so it's like, I think it's also super generational where it's like, if you were maybe having this conversation with someone who was like our age or like your sister or something, I think it would really go far. But I don't know if a lot, I don't know. I think there's something about, especially like baby boomers who don't want to like, feel like they're a bad person or like whatever their struggle was to get where they are is not valid. And I do feel like it's like people want to be like self-made. I think it's like also it's like I don't know if during that time in the propaganda they grew up with where it's like being like a self-made like American
huge
you know what I mean, like I think that's all tied into
also like America as
and
being
for some
good.
Of their parents that really was the story
totally.
And I also just want to say like I don't mean shaming well-intentioned people.
No.
I mean publicly shaming.
Meant that a little bit.
I mean publicly shaming evil people. Like, I don't think there should be faceless, nameless pieces of shit. Like,
I mean, that's the issue with corporations because it's like you even think about where the money goes. It's like a corporation.
What's the name of that company? That is it, Northrop Grumman's?
Yep.
But Grumman. In terms of like the people, it's like you think about how people spend money. That gets taken away from the individual because it's like these people, like this one man could start a corporation because of how corporations work. His individual like commerce gets taken away because now it's the corporation's like, you know what I mean, thing where it's just like it gets, I don't know, this is stupid.
We are recording this at the end of February.
I'm stupid on every day though, so
we're recording this at the end of February 28th. And yeah, I just
I'm stupid in February. I'm stupid in March. I'm stupid in April.
I'm stupid in May.
Yeah, every month.
I'm stupid all summer. I'm stupid all day.
What's crazy is that we really don't know. It's like by the time this comes out, it's like I don't know what other atrocities.
Right.
Pray for us all.
The problem is the fucking same. It's always economics. Like when it fucking comes down to it, like there's oil in Gaza that motherfuckers that the United States wants access to. There's fucking.
Why do you think the United States cares about Israel? You know what I mean? And giving, you know what I mean? They wanted the British and the US wanted something in that area that they could sink their claws into because of oil. Mm-hmm. Like literally.
US imperialism is like just that and like economic imperialism and just the way that it's not any one person's fault, but it's like, yeah, we should be mad that like our money, it's the same thing with fucking Vietnam. It's like people were pissed off that their tax dollars were going to a war that they didn't support.
This is
and
the,
like,
yeah,
but I get
the difference with
Vietnam
Britain,
is because people we're not dying in the
we're
same
not going.
Way. And the people in Vietnam, it's like people's friends were going to Vietnam.
Ultimately,
you know what I mean?
That's the future of warfare
I know,
for us, though, which is so fucked up. Which
it's
is like
the wall, it's the drone,
drones, yeah. AI, like cyber warfare, the ways that we can cripple economies from a distance without like human to human contact. Like the abstraction of war is now something just like
I
so. Fucking mind. I think just to wrap it all up somewhat neatly, it's like if the only thing you can do is just share your opinion with other people or have conversations, then that's all you can do. That's still something.
Oh,
it's like that's not nothing.
I'm so
revved
think
up
taking
thinking
in,
about many things.
Like I noticed that I have this I think taking in, if you can take in content of actual human beings that are in Gaza right now.
Totally.
And just try to keep them like in your heart and mind and connect with people. It's like that.
Yeah.
And for me also, I've said this before, but like direct action helps me a lot. There's a bunch of stuff happening this weekend.
Yeah.
But,
we're not gonna be here, which fucking sucks.
We're not gonna fucking be here. Yeah.
I just think there's like, even if for like one, you know, person who it's meaningful for you to say something, it's like that's not nothing, you know. It's like that's something. You don't have to do everything. I think you do what you can do, and yeah, like I mean, fuck, you hear about the fucking guy?
What?
Aaron Bushnell?
Yeah
what
you
is
hear
it
about the guy? So he was self-immolated. He lit himself on fire.
Active duty. You really haven't heard about this?
No, I don't have social media at all.
I saw it just on like
active
news.
Really?
Military man.
25-year-old.
Whoa. Yeah, he lit himself on fire in front of the Israeli embassy.
Whoa.
Because he said he's not going to be complicit in genocide. And he died.
Imagine.
And as he was dying, he said, free Palestine. And as he was dying, there was a cop that like had a gun.
Pointed
on
a
him.
Gun at him.
Do you guys like. I think
like,
about
are you
this even watching
insane?
Like watching the movie that we were talking about and just like anything. I'm like, there in the movie there's like a small plot of a girl who like is putting out apples like in the mud for people to like eat.
She's like hiding
and
them.
She's doing it in the middle of the night. She's not Jewish. She like lives in the town next to Auschwitz.
I think from what I read, those girls who were in the house
they're Polish.
Were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Yeah, Polish Jehovah's Witnesses, because they were also kind of a
religious. Yeah, but I mean Polish people also during that. Yeah, whatever. But I think about her and I just think about someone like that. I'm like, I don't know. And I think this is like my dad's fixation in life. I'm like, I don't know if I would have the courage to, I don't know if I would be a hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know.
Right.
And you think about someone like that and like, how, you know, so many people, I mean, it's just,
this
it's
is where I think the shaming comes in. This is where I say,
you shame
does it
me
really
to be a
hurt
hero?
To say you could be a little more heroic, you piece of shit, you know?
But
like,
don't, I say
really
like,
so
you're
bad.
Dirty scumbag.
Yeah.
But I would say, there's also like fuck. I mean, you heard about the book Denial of Death?
No,
ugh. Of course not.
It's good, but it's like
I feel like that's Naomi's. This is season three's
Denial of Death is like you.
Naomi's like
you would fuck.
Have
with
you heard
it.
Of the book Myopticon of Lamp? It's like
they are trying
have
to
take heard,
down.
Have you heard of the book?
Strong,
have you heard the book?
Biracial gay person.
No, you're strong, and I am nice to you.
Thank you. And that's why I give you a knife. And why can't
yeah,
you didn't
did.
Get a knife?
I got, they gave me a knife.
Did you like
plate.
It?
Yeah. If anything, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but I love, the only person I should send a photo to were Ivan and Megan.
That's awesome.
Joe has a knife that says the boss.
Yeah.
Joe's been the boss of a huge area of our lives.
Ivan helped.
What were you going to say?
Yeah. What were you going to say?
In the book, there's his idea is like everything about life is how we're all fucking terrified of dying.
Yeah, totally.
And the need to
sure.
feel significant and the hero myth as being like we are attached to this idea of heroism out of like a narcissistic impulse to be important within within the large scope of the universe.
Yep. Oh, it's checking out.
You guys, yep. I don't want. I was talking about this with Chris because like Chris he was thinking about maybe becoming a doctor and. Oh, now cool. He's like, well, he's been thinking about it for years. That's like cool. He was going to go to school and then he decided not to. And I was like, it's just interesting where, I mean, I think we're just such a product of like the neoliberal landscape of like America where it's like, you follow your dreams. Like, uh-huh. You know,
yeah.
I don't want to feel like I have to do anything to be important. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's all. You know what I mean? I just think everyone's like plagued. Everyone's plagued by, I think, feeling like you need to, you know.
I felt like that specifically in LA. I think getting out of
it's
LA.
It's also millennial shit.
It is millennial
shit. It's also the millennial thing of like,
yeah,
this is the generation that's going to change the fucking world. And like, you know, like.
And maybe our age, like feeling like it's closing in on us. Like,
yeah.
The amount of time that
I
you
just
have.
Don't think I know really don't younger, feel that way.
But I mean, like, but I mean,
know
like,
younger
is it
kids
what,
feel like that too.
Like, it's like, what is your, I think people just are like, what was the point of like. Your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's what the point of it is, but
no,
I do
sure
think that
not.
Is what so many people are like plagued by.
Yeah, having a legacy.
Yeah, what the
having
fuck
a
is
legacy.
Legacy?
Well, that's like a hero
well,
thing.
It's also like,
of like
dude,
leaving behind something to remember so that you actually don't die.
So that
it's
you
like
don't die,
you're,
but you're going to.
You're inscribed into this,
it.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I think that's even you
eternal
could say
thing.
The people who are like in charge of these corporations, they want to leave the legacy of being fucking successful
important.
And rich.
Yeah.
Rather than even, you know, like, it's, I guess it's
I
not
was
even
thinking
about
heroism.
That.
I just finished Song of Achilles. Such a good book.
Yeah. The one that
Thank
Frankie,
you, Frankie.
Frankie.
Yeah. But, like, there was so much about Achilles' story that I
you didn't, know.
Didn't know. So I was just thinking, it's like, that's literally a demigod. So if he's, like, how often are you thinking about fucking Achilles?
I'm thinking about him now.
But.
Yeah, not that often. My parents had a cat named Achilles.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Isn't it
I don't
really
know.
Messed
I don't
up that,
why.
Like, if someone presses on your neck for long enough, like, your life is over?
Okay, so wait, tell me the thought process.
It is fucked up. It's fucked
it's
up that you
can I've
just...
I've been thinking about. Like, I don't really... identify as being afraid of death.
I don't either, but obviously we all are.
Yeah,
I'm afraid of death. I know I am. I'm very open about that, though.
Yeah, you and like Amber Bain is another person
I'm not
who
afraid
I know
of
is
death.
Like she's aware of her fear of death. I'm not really aware of my fear, but there's something that doesn't click in my head that I'm like in a body where if somebody pushed on my neck for long enough, my whole shit would be over.
Don't give anyone
I just
any
don't
ideas.
Think my thing is, I'm like, I feel existential dread because I feel like at any, like, I just want to feel really tired when I die. But the thing that I feel
you're always
when
really
you're
tired.
Well, you know what I mean? The tired of
living.
Tired of living, which I am also. but the thing that I think about, like, when you're saying
Mission
something like that, where it's like, you're not significant enough for that not to happen to you. You know what I mean? Where it's like, even like you go on a plane and you're like, I'm not going to get in an accident.
Right.
Because you don't think it's actually going to happen because why would that happen to me?
Right. But it could just.
Yeah, it could totally happen
to you.
I just don't want to experience. I'm not afraid of the idea of no longer existing.
I don't think. Yeah.
I'm afraid of intense, excruciating pain.
Yeah.
that is what I'm scared of.
Yeah.
Like, or the people around you dying. Is this the most depressing episode of Chaotic that has ever been recorded?
Anyway,
really
let's rank
expecting.
What are we?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's rank. Okay, we're gonna, for the end of this episode, it feels like a really natural transition to be ranking
fork, knife, spoon.
Forks, knives, and spoons.
Okay, I'm good.
I know what you're gonna say because I agree with you. Go
say,
ahead.
Say no. You say what you yeah. say. What it is.
You are going to say that a spoon is the most useful tool.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
That, and we can all agree
no, that's
on
a,
that.
That's
We've
a fact.
Discussed this.
Ask any chef. I'm serious. Ask any chef. They would prefer a spoon to any other utensil if they only had to have one utensil.
I'm going to go spoon.
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 Are we all going to have the same one?
We'll find
Let's
out.
Let's see. Fork.
Yeah.
Knife.
Yeah.
Sorry, knife.
Woo! I'm totally agreeing.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
What do you think?
No, I agree.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Well, hey, let's do another one real quick, because
that was good. For me, it recently I've been making smoothies every morning.
Interesting.
Yeah, you've been wanting totally. The poop smooth.
Yeah, I've been making a poop smoothie.
Yeah. Basically, I make a smoothie out of my poop. Yeah. Oh. It's pretty cool.
You're trying to get the motion
cute.
In the ocean.
It's cute.
No, it's kind of a cute thing I do. My poop smoothie.
You guys,
that
I'm sure
sucks,
somebody
guys.
Fucking I'm does that. Ew. I'm sure somebody does
no.
that. I bet you do.
If you can think it, they're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Oh,
remember when
it.
We went to the porn film festival?
With Louie?
Holy
and
fuck.
They had that pancake.
Fuck this.
Clip.
Louie, I love you. I hate
What do you guys think that means
so
when
much.
I say that?
Pancake. I didn't. I refused
there,
to go
there was a,
to this because I knew it was going to be
we
too
went,
video clip
we went
at
to
a porn festival. What do you think that means?
I'll tell you what it means.
Yeah,
I'm too virginal for this shit.
It is what you think, probably.
No,
I mean,
wait, what is it?
Depends.
Just say it.
Allie's face.
Wait, one of you guys has to guess and say it into the mic.
It might even be worse than what you think.
Okay, well, I'm afraid it's... I'm afraid...
Be afraid.
I'm afraid. Are you afraid that yours is worse than what it actually is?
Because I feel like mine's weird. I would think it would be taking the pancake and then... Am I already off?
No, I don't know. I'm just thinking about it. I don't know what
Am
it
I
is.
No, I'll tell you. It involves pancake batter.
She said taking the pancake. Oh. I just off? Saw Joe's face. I would.
Oh. Like, it involves pancake batter.
Oh God!
Oh,
is
I'm
it
thinking
the, is
of
it
a
horrible?
Cooked one.
Okay, it's not cooked.
Is it?
I got nothing.
Yeah.
What
is it filling up?
The
an
fucking
orifice?
Video. We saw this. We went
is
to a porn
right?
film festival.
I am sex negative, if that's what sex is.
Literally?
I don't think that is what sex is, but it was...
I have an archival...
Something we saw.
I have an archival knowledge of, like... I don't know. I have a very good memory.
Yeah, this
These,
is too
This
good.
Is something I choose to forget every time I remember it, and I can't believe Katie brought it up, because then it comes flooding back in. I've worked for years to forget this shit.
Anya, yes, you have a question?
Why pancake batter versus any other liquid?
I feel like it's really thick.
Because then they make
it
the
was
pancake.
For a little bit they were doing.
Is it sort of a clenching, unclenching situation?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I bet you it is.
So basically
then they enjoy
what...
to eat it because it's sexy.
So it's these people.
They cooked it after.
They
yeah,
cooked it.
They're
yeah.
riding.
And
basically,
they
it starts
on a griddle.
With. Mm-hmm. It starts with two people, and they're on bicycles. And let's just say they're fully fucking naked. They're wearing maybe an apron. And
if
it's
you
clear
guys, if they
that
listen
there's...
to this podcast, sorry, we're not into it. I'm sorry.
No, strangely, this didn't make me want to have sex. I don't know. Maybe it does. It kind of felt like they were being funny
it was
more than
of,
trying to be
yeah,
horny.
No, it was kind of fun to watch this, like, really
fun is really
like queer. Like porn, indie porn with all these other people and just be not turned on whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I don't
was...
think many people
Wait, no,
were.
Continue about after the bicycle.
They're on the bicycle and let's just say there's something up their asses.
Oh, was it like they're getting fucked by the bicycle?
No.
Think, no, bah, honey.
Bah, bah, bah. No, that's an interesting idea. No, they're hiding
the
pancake batter up their
oh,
asses.
Their
oh,
yeah.
That's like they're working it. You know what I mean? They're
I know. It's
and
like
they're
a
like
feat.
Riding and laughing.
See, I thought,
and when then
you
they're
said
going
bicycle.
To the fuck house,
yeah.
where they make pancakes, and then they're getting all types of stuff happening to them.
Why is the bicycle? This is the
making
thing.
Pancakes out of their ass.
I'll say, as the writer, yeah. whoever wrote this, like I think it should have been. Why is the bicycle part of it?
I think they were in Amsterdam.
Yeah. So that was just their mode of transportation. Did you just guess that?
Yeah. They were. And it also felt like one of those 90s music videos where everything's in a crazy angle and they're kind of like cutting frames and everyone's moving fast.
Yeah.
And then we saw another.
Imagine this is what God is telling you you need to do. You know what I mean? We're thinking about need to our legacy. You're like,
I'm gonna be
what I need to be doing.
I'm gonna be a hero.
I'm not feeling that way about that.
That was so diplomatic and respectful.
Spoon is the best utensil
for sure. That was too short, but then we killed some time.
Spoon is the best,
but I've never eaten a pancake for a long time. Never eaten that again.
Until the next time I'm at
what's
the Martha Stewart restaurant in New York?
Clinton Street Bakery.
Clinton Street. They got good pancakes.
If anything, I love a savory breakfast with a little pancake in the middle of the table.
If you want to sleep for the next 13 hours.
I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to do that. Why not? I want a pancake at night. I'm sick of why do we have to have pancakes in the morning? It doesn't work for me.
Things we need to change in the world.
It does not. I have blood sugar spike.
I know.
My whole day's
totally. The
ruined.
The glucose will fuck you right up.
My whole day's ruined.
Apple cider vinegar beforehand does help your glucose not spike as hard.
I know, but
if you're gonna behave in a crazy way.
Yeah, I want the pancake. I'm sick. I think people need to be eating pancakes for dinner or dessert. Fuck pancakes
for
in the
dinner?
Morning. I mean breakfast for dinner, Katie.
Okay.
And then normal pancake.
Not a damn crepe.
I'd say hot cake, pancake. Hot cake thicker than pancake. Hot cake. Pancake.
What is a hot cake?
Are you ranking?
I know. I guess.
Yeah, there we go. Hot cake, pancake.
Pancake crepe.
Waffle.
Waffle?
Waffle number one.
Waffle?
Number one?
Yeah,
waffle number one for life. Can
pancake,
the groove
hot
say
cake,
within which to...
Crepe.
Sorry, say that again. I interrupted you.
No, I agree. Waffle.
When have
you
had a hot cake?
Well, hot cake is thicker than a pancake.
So that's why people say,
"There's a difference."
Hey, hot cakes.
Yeah, they say.
Do they say that?
They say, "Let me get that thick fluffy butt."
Yeah,
thick butt.
Another term for hot cakes. Thick butt.
Yeah, waffle, pancake, hot cake, crepe.
Okay, here we go. Hot cakes versus pancakes. What's the difference? I would like to thank thefoodnotes.com for this. Hotcakes and pancakes are both popular breakfast items enjoyed around the world. While they may seem similar, there are key differences. Pancakes are a flat, thin cake made from a batter consisting of flour, eggs, milk, and a leavening agent.
Should I make pancakes now?
Hotcakes versus pancakes. The primary difference is their texture. Hotcakes are thicker and fluffier, while pancakes are thinner and flatter. Hotcakes also tend to have a tangy flavor.
Do hotcakes have
thanks to the addition of buttermilk and sour cream?
So buttermilk, it's also
they sound good.
Hotcakes are delicious. I actually am going to change mine to waffle, hotcake, pancake. Right. No, Naomi,
I've never had a hotcake though, so I don't feel like I can really rank.
You can
it.
Imagine.
I think
it.
I have, but I just don't know.
Imagine it.
I just don't know if I've had a hotcake or not. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know.
There are some things I don't know.
you talk about me being racist. You're being racist.
Fuck off.
I'm appropriating a southern accent with love.
That was a white woman. And I'm Paula.
I have to say one thing.
Who's Paula?
You watch Love is Blind. I'm not very far in it. There's a woman who's with a black man, and she keeps saying, I know you identify as a black man, and I identify as a white woman. I'm thinking, do you know what identify means? She wants to be there, but I'm watching her do that.
I'm concerned about her. I don't know the tea either, but she does not have the vocab that she needs to be having.
It's also people who've like looked at Instagram, saw a couple words, got so scared,
identified,
turned their phones off for years, and then started being like,
identify,
gaslighting, identify, progressive, like panicking about certain things.
You identify me as having privilege.
Identify me.
Who did I just say that like?
You identify as having privilege.
What is that?
I don't know.
It sounds racist to me. Oh my god. This is so wait, say your thing. Say it.
All that matters is waffles number one, because waffles have the crevices within which...
Yes.
Shut up and let a black person speak.
Yeah. Waffle.
I made her scared. I'm sorry. I was joking. Look at me. They know I'm... Look, hey, if I...
You didn't make me scared.
Okay.
I'm scared.
It's just so scared.
I'm gonna cry. Waffle... Because when you let the butter melt into the holes,
texture,
and then you put cinnamon or something.
Ooh, cinnamon.
Flavors within the hole, the pockets. There's so many flavor pockets in a waffle, and it could really
I'm
have you fucked
you're
up out
so
here acting crazy.
After
everything that's going on these days.
After everything that's happened between us.
I can't believe you're saying hole flippantly. I'm waffle. I don't know if I can say
waffle.
Hot waffle made of pancake batter in the shape of a crepe.
Wait, cold waffle. I like those. Eggo.
Yeah. Cold waffle. I like those. Eggo.
A poem.
Eggo.
Girl, I like the way your brain works.
I think that was a poem.
Cold waffle.
I like those.
Eggo. Chaotic.
Chaotic. Waffle hot. Pancake. Because I don't know what a hot cake is.
Cold.
Waffle, pancake, Coca-Cola, ice cream, orange juice. What was the list again? I forget. Do you guys smell burnt toast?
You fucking love saying that.
I knew you were
going to
say that.
Okay, finish your list.
Anyone what'd get really sleepy? Maybe there's a gas leak.
Wait, can you finish?
I'm really giggling. Pancake, hot cake, waffle. Wait,
No.
This was their order. This was their order.
Waffle.
Pancake.
Hot cake.
Crepe.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you both put crepe last?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big crepe man.
I'm not a crepe hater by any means.
No, not at all.
But
I want texture. I like a thicker texture, as Naomi does
really
as well.
Like it. Really seems like it.
Go ahead. Shock America.
Pancake.
Okay.
Crepe.
Wow.
Hot cake.
Whoa.
Waffle.
You fuck you.
Motherfucking
bitch.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Waffle has texture.
I don't. You know what happened? You know why I don't like a waffle? Because
you put
the maple syrup on.
It sinks in.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It forms disgusting little pools that are way more than I want.
That's your fault.
I agree.
You want me to be able to like perfectly time it so that it's not filling up any of the waffle holes?
You go.
What else is a childhood perfecting the amount of maple syrup and or cinnamon sugar?
What if you just put the syrup
on
the plate?
No, I don't need to worry about problem solving this because I'll just eat a pancake, bitch.
So you prefer in your little reality, having the pancake to slice and then to apply from the bottom of the plate the maple syrup.
What do you guys think?
I put the pancake on top.
It rolls off, but even layer.
It stays in the little bowl.
But then
I don't know how I feel about pouring it everywhere either way. You know what I mean?
Agree.
What are you doing?
Dunking. Perfect.
Perfect. That was awesome. God, this fucking
dunking.
We were given a platform, and this is how we've chosen to use it.
Where this episode started.
I know, but that's what we told them
chaotic.
It was going to be.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. I love you guys.
This is the thing. This is life.
Dunking.
Dunking.
Grief. Perfect. Laughter.
Grief.
Exhaustion.
All right. We can
dunking.
Be. Dunking.
Ice cream.
I love you guys.
I love
Josette, who likes to dunk.
perfect. Perfect.
Dunk. I love the way you delivered that.
Dunking.
God. I'm going to rewatch this video and go back.
That was so fucking sick.
Love you guys. Love you, Katie.
Love you guys. Love you, Naomi. Mwah. Good podcast, good everyone. Good podcast.
Chaotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the members of the band Muna.
Our executive producer is Anya Konovskaya.
Our producer is Ali Khan.
And our editor is Rochelle Chen.
If you want to look at us do this podcast, you can now watch every episode of this show on our YouTube.
And if you want to prove that you love us, follow us on social media at Where Is Muna on most, if not everything, and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You can give us topics to rank during our new segment, That's Rank. And keep leaving reviews. We might even review your review on the next show.
Meet you right back here next week with a new episode. Bye!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.